Folk country singer-songwriter Crystal Bowersox is an American Idol finalist who is the first contestant in the program's history to have one of her original songs played on the show. She has gone on to enjoy a successful post-American Idol career of originality and authenticity. Earlier this year, she released her second studio album entitled All That for This. So she has a new album out, getting great reviews, touring, and soon the news gets even better. Bowersox, who is also an actress, is slated to portray country legend Patsy Cline in the Broadway production of Always Patsy Cline. She'll be at Club Helsinki in Hudson, New York tonight at 9 o'clock, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Crystal Bowersox to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's very nice to have you aboard. I'm a huge fan of your work and your voice and your just incredible talent, and I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Oh, thanks so much. It's really sweet.
When you came into this, I'm curious as to at what point you think you even decide. I mean, obviously it's a crapshoot. You don't know that you're going to get on the show and all that stuff. But you, assuming you struggled and played around with a career before going on American Idol, right?
Well, I wouldn't say career. It was more like I would play, you know, I was doing what I could to get by and make, you know, I'd play in the subway, play bar gigs, and, you know, just everybody's waiting for that big break. And, you know, my personal life was something else. You know, I ended up having to move back home to my parents and was really just trying to get my act together, and it didn't seem like anything was really happening. And a few friends had suggested American Idol. It was something that I really had never watched the show. I'm not a television fan to begin with. you know, so I did what I had to do, and I never saw it all the way to the end, really, until I got to the final. You know, it was, I just took it day by day and kept advancing and couldn't believe it, really.
It's one of those things where you think to yourself, well, you know, good for you for having that happen. But because I think a lot of us have this perception that, you know, talent will win out, that if you're good and you have this amazing voice and this incredible presence, that eventually that'll get you to where you want to be and where you should be. And yet it really is, as I said earlier, a crapshoot and a lottery. To get that break, whether it be through a reality show or some other means, to get to a much larger audience.
Yeah, for sure. There are no guarantees, and the very first cattle call is, you know, quite an intense experience. There's just, you know, they're looking for the perfect storm of all of those things: of talent, of personality, of the backstory, for sure. And, you know, if you have all of those things the producers like, then, you know, you'll advance. So I just feel really blessed that I was able to get as far as I did.
Yeah, and to get as far as you did, is it just as good to be on the show than it is to, say, win?
I would say so. I think that anyone who graces that stage, even if you come in, you know, 10th place, 5th place, whatever, I mean, it will open so many doors for you, and you get so many business contacts. All of a sudden, you have access to, you know, to everything. So if anyone walks away from that experience without having taken something positive with them, I feel like that's their own choice.
You were on the show a number of years ago, and then since that time, you have done very well, and you have done what we would expect you to do, and that is record albums, to tour and get out there and ultimately make the kind of music that you want to make. And so has that been received and has been a pleasant experience as you would have liked it to have been?
Absolutely. I think that a lot of times in our societal standards, we judge success based upon numbers or record sales or, you know, or money. And for me, that's never in my life been what success is gauged upon. For me, I'm doing exactly what I want. I've got, you know, just the right amount of attention. I'm raising my 4-year-old son who wants for nothing, now. We're not struggling anymore, you know, and
right.
I'm getting to make the music that I love and work with the people I want to work with. And, I mean, I'm going to Broadway. This is huge. I'm just elated. And, you know, I'm doing exactly what I want to do with my life. And I'm just a really happy gal.
When I heard you were going to Broadway and doing the Patsy Cline show, I was so excited because I just think that seems to be perfect. It wasn't until reading into it a little bit that I realized of just how similar your stories are, which is just fascinating to me. So Patsy Cline basically won a talent competition on the Arthur Godfrey show.
Yes, we are both reality TV babies.
Yeah, I mean, that is really cool. And to that is how she got her notice and became as well known and as iconic as she has become, of course. And here you have this chance to portray this woman with a very similar background. How did that all come about?
Well, the producer of the show actually had been trying to get a hold of me for a couple years, and I was with a different agency who just wasn't ready to, I guess, share that opportunity with me. And then finally I switched to a new agency, and we got the call, and I was like, yes, this is wonderful. But I hear what you're saying about the similarity in stories, and actually that has been something that has been a draw of inspiration for me. I mean, Patsy was 30 when she passed, and she had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, you know, her children were so young. And there's a scene in this show where she's really missing her children. And I just, that thought floods my mind every time and tears come gushing. And I mean, I'm like, I'm a novice actress, you know, so this was like, so this is acting. This is what it's about. It's about that thought process and how you connect to the material. Yeah, the producers just called me, and they thought that I was good for the role, and obviously her music is iconic, and she is as well. I just have always really respected her and her story, and I'm just so honored that they even thought of me to bring her back to life on stage.
And the catalog that you get to sing on that show is pretty incredible.
It's so much fun. It's a whole hootenanny. It's so much fun. I can't even... I'm looking for words to describe it, but yeah, the songs, Don Gibson, I mean, he wrote a lot of country music's greatest hits, Sweet Dreams. You know, there are just Willie Nelson, Crazy. The list goes on and on. I mean, there are her most well-known songs, but then there are, you know, there's her not-so-well-known songs. And Blue Moon of Kentucky is a song that's just vocal aerobics, and it's so much fun for a singer. So yeah, I'm just having a really good time with it, and I hope people can make it to New York to see it.
Do you have a Broadway date yet? Do you know when you're opening?
No, they're actually doing some script rewrites, and they're making it, they're Broadwaying it. They're making it a bigger production, you know what I mean? But it's hopefully going to be spring, possibly early summer of next year.
So
and
next year.
Whenever it happens, I'm there.
And then Annette O'Toole is still attached?
Yes, she's what a wonderful soul. She is. We both love to knit, so we'll be backstage making things together.
Besides music, of course.
Yeah.
I'm. You have done the show previously. Is that true? You were off Broadway and did some versions of the show before, right?
No, actually.
Oh no. Okay.
But the show was at the Grand Ole Opry for a while with Mandy Barnett, and she was a great Patsy. But I've never done this show. I've just always loved her music, and since I was a young child have known her, you know, through her music.
When you think about, so now, you know, adding Broadway to the mix, that has to be incredibly exciting and, well, and intimidating. as well to go on and to take on a role like that.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's another thing that's going to help me in my personal growth, and it's definitely something that's bleeding over into my own style of music, you know, learning all of Patsy's isms and, you know, just her mannerism is something that's really starting to kind of affect my own writing. And I'm actually in the process now of writing for my next album, which, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it shapes up and how everything that's happening is coming into my own music.
For doing a date like this at Club Helsinki tonight in Hudson, are these the kind of venues that you like playing? Is this club circuit of going and having a very intimate setting? Are you enjoying that?
Absolutely. I think it's really important for me to be able to see the faces of my audience. You know, I like to know that I can look them in the eye and share a story, and I can hear them answer me back, because I do have a dialogue between songs, and I talk to people in the front row, in the fifth row, up in the back, you know. I really enjoyed that banter. And, you know, I think that even if I had the opportunity to, I mean, well, I don't want to say that I would turn it down, but if I had the opportunity to play in an 800-seat venue as opposed to, like, a 2,500-seat venue, I don't know. I think I like the whole living room feeling.
Yeah. Well, you do three shows of the 800. That's how you do that.
There you go. That's, yes, that's what I would do.
Yeah, you try to. I mean, still make the money, but you know, don't.
Right.
But and have your small crowd, but have the best of both worlds. You know, the thing, yeah, I loved about you on when I first became aware of you on American Idol, and the thing I loved about you then, and the thing I love about you now is how you don't really seem to be you used the term a moment ago of to Broadway-ize it, and it seemed at the beginning of the competition they were trying to Hollywood-ize you, and you really had nothing to do with that, and I applaud you for that, and it seems like you've stayed with that.
I think that's that's what the show is all about, is taking someone, like they're talking about a diamond in the rough and sparkling them up, you know, and I never felt like I needed sparkling. I wanted to be myself, and I really love myself for who I am and how I am. You know, I still walk around barefoot and get silky footed. the whole to change, you know, it wouldn't change me at the core of my being. I suppose I could, you know, wear fancier clothes and more makeup, but I just don't, I want to be comfortable. That's my biggest goal in life, is to be happy and to be comfortable and what I love.
And when you have
I did learn a lot from American Idol, and I've learned a lot about the industry and Hollywood and how everything works there. And, you know, you have to know the game to play the game, and you have to play the game to win the game. So it was definitely a learning experience through all of that.
But I think the fact that you played the game, And you still came out true to yourself and true to your music, and you don't need sparkling when you have a voice like yours. So, for that you should be applauded. The new album is beautiful. I say new. It's been out how long now?
It was released in March.
Okay.
But it's still new.
Yeah, it's the newest release, and it's gorgeous. And then the new one will come. You'll have another one coming out, I assume, what, next year?
Yeah.
Excellent. And you're having fun putting that together as you go out on the road?
Absolutely. I've been writing a lot in Los Angeles, writing on the road, and I suppose I'll do it, you know, I'll find a nice block of time to go into the studio, get it done, and put it out for next year. This record, All That For This, was a lot of fun to make. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the band Los Lobos.
Yes, yes.
But, I mean, they're heroes of mine, and I got to work with Steve Berlin, who is the tenor sax player, and he just brought this really beautiful quality to all of my songs. So, you know, he did things that I would have never thought of doing. He has his own unique approach, and just what a humble, sweet, loving character. And I was so happy to work with him on this record.
It's it's beautifully produced and just a gorgeous record. The new album out is All That For This, and of course Crystal Bowersox will be at Club Helsinki in Hudson tonight at 9:00, and you can find out more by going to HelsinkiHudson.com. HelsinkiHudson.com. Crystal Bowersox, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I wish you all the luck in the world. Best of luck with Broadway and the career, and love to your family. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Joe. Have a good one.
I enjoy having you here. Thank you very much. Crystal's website is crystalbowersox.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.